Good morning and welcome to Good to Grow. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And today we're going to be talking about roses because it's about that time when roses are going to come back with their second big show of the year. But before we talk about roses, the Master Gardeners are still out and about in the community, and especially on Saturday mornings out at Artavino's Desert Crossing.
Yeah, definitely. They have a plant clinic, and they have all sorts of questions they can answer at their educational booth. So if you want to take down a sample of your plant, pictures on your smartphone, they'll be able to answer your questions on what's going on. And they also have weekly garden talks on the patio.
And do they have a lot? What kind of produce are they producing?
Yeah, well, definitely it's the end of the summer season, and they only participate at Artavino's during the summertime. So it's a lot of tomatoes, and if you act quickly, you may get some green tomatoes for those folks that are interested in cooking those up as well.
I wonder if there are a lot of people here who do the fried green tomatoes. I mean, there was that movie, right? And yeah. that's the first time I heard of it.
Right, exactly. Well, we do have a master gardener by the name of Jim Hastings that does a garden to the grill type demo as one of the garden talks. And one of those also include making up some fried green tomatoes. And he makes them really tasty with like cornmeal. And so, yeah, it's a little, I guess, a tart tomato, if you will, with a dense texture. So, yeah, I guess... Well, people like them. It's a seasonal thing.
And especially if people are up to their ears in tomatoes right about now.
Exactly.
I think if they can find anything creative to do with tomatoes,
right.
This is one way to do it. Well, the Master Gardeners are also going to be at the upcoming home show happening here in a few weeks. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, it's definitely a three-day expo where the Master Gardeners have a lot of things going on at the gardening corner. They also have a gardening stage where they give talks, interactive demonstrations on really applicable techniques that home gardeners can use back at home. They have an educational booth where they'll answer questions to you one-on-one. They have a lot of information, publications, and they also have a kids' activity corner as well. So if parents are stopping by asking questions about their lawn and garden, the kids are actually entertained by doing some junior master gardener activities.
And the master gardeners are not babysitters, right? So don't drop off your kids
and
then come back and pick them up a half hour later.
No. Exactly. Have to be with their parents as well, and it is highly engaging. So it's an active program that there will. So yeah, stop by as a family.
Do you know what kind of presentations the Master Gardener is going to be doing on their stage?
Yes, there's going to be a lot on fall gardening. There's going to be some on container gardening, rainwater harvesting, general soils and compost, plants. For El Paso, it's never too early to start thinking about planting for, you know, not just the fall, but also the subsequent spring, how to plant a tree correctly, because fall is for planting trees. So a large menu of options for you to choose while you're spending your day at the convention center.
So hopefully, I guess as soon as you get that schedule out, we'll be happy to post that information on the Good to Grow page so that people can maybe plan their visit around your presentations.
Wonderful. That'd be great.
Well, as we mentioned, we're going to be talking about roses on today's show. And I know the Master Gardeners have been hard at work at the Municipal Rose Garden.
Yeah, it's definitely a gem in the city, and people that don't know about it are always amazed to kind of stumble upon it. But it's a little hidden gem in the city, right in the middle of central El Paso. If you're a local photographer or someone who's had or planning a special event, it's also a really great place when people take their formal photographs. So a lot of photographers like using that as a backdrop. But it's a wonderful location to be able to learn all about roses in the desert. A lot of people think that garden roses are high maintenance and they do require a lot of care. You know, it is true. They are, you know, intensive, but I think anything in as far as gardening is going to take some hard work.
You probably spend more time pulling out weeds than you do tending your roses,
right?
Or mowing your grass.
Yeah, exactly. But we're really lucky in El Paso because our climate is so dry. We don't have a lot of pest and disease problems that other parts of the country do. So as long as you provide your rose bushes with some nice air circulation so the air can move in through the branches, you really decrease those amount of stressors that are out there. And the Master Gardeners they take care of all those entire roses. They're looking at over 1,400 rose bushes in that 4-acre garden. So I encourage you all to stop by and visit with them and just stop and ask them some questions. They'd be more than happy to answer anything that you may have.
And we have here that obviously our listeners can't see, but we have this really great Earth Kind Rose brochure that's available at the Municipal Rose Garden for people who stop by and visit, and as well as another sort of little flyer that gives great information on how to select and plant and maintain your roses specifically here for the desert. So this is a great excuse to head on out to the Rose Garden after you hear this show and learn a little bit more about how we can have some beautiful roses here. So let's talk about Earth Kind roses. We've brought up the Earth Kind concept on this program before, but maybe in case people haven't listened to those shows before, what is Earth Kind?
Okay, so Earth Kind is an overall blanket umbrella program that's looking at plants that are able to withstand reduced amount of pesticides or herbicide control on there. They're really either drought tolerant or they're able to really withstand harsh climates, if you will. And as far as Earth Kind, they've had quite a success with having several trials of Earth Kind roses all throughout the entire state. Essentially, what they did is they did an intensive study with them for several years, and they put no inputs on the plants themselves. They just let them go, watered them, mulched them, and let them grow on their own. And the toughest of the tough were designated as Earth Kind roses. And really, that entire concept should, you know, reign true through whatever gardening you want to do. You don't want to put on extra chemicals or extra fertilizer if you don't necessarily have to, and still get a good performing rose. So at the end, they've developed this entire menu, if you will, of over 21 roses that are all different types of growing habits, flower color, and also flower shape and classification as well. So it's a really great way to be able to pull some things out for you as you're looking, especially for a first-time rose mm-hmm. garden grower, to know that you're really getting a really good quality material. And then also it's really going to stand up to our harsh climate.
I think one Earth Kind rose that maybe a lot of our listeners might be familiar with, and I think it may be available commercially as well in some of the big box stores, is a Knockout rose.
Yeah, Knockout is probably one of the most popular Earth Kind roses that's out there. And yes, they are out there everywhere you turn. But, you know, they're not really just limited to that shrub rose. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of different other types of roses out there that also will, you know, bloom profusely throughout the summertime. So there's a lot of options for people. It just depending on what exactly mm-hmm. you're looking for or what you want in your roses. I think people also have like ties to roses, because even if they have very limited gardening experience, they kind of think of, you know, some roses that they've seen as children or you know, grandma's roses mm-hmm. and these real traditional standard rose bushes. So it's kind of, you know, has that nostalgic tie to it as well. So we definitely encourage people to have a wide array of gardening plants in their backyard, but, you know, picking out those ones that are going to withstand those temperatures.
And I mean, there are some that have amazing fragrance. There are some that don't. There are some that have these very showy flowers, and there's others that are a little bit more modest, perhaps. Yeah. So I guess depending on, again, like what you're looking for, there are a variety of Earth Kind roses that people can pick from. I know there's a lot of climbers on here as well.
Yeah, there are a lot of climbers, and the climbers actually will bloom probably only once a year for the most part when it comes down to the climbers. The ramblers also kind of have almost a climbing tendency as well. A lot of those have really gnarly thorns, though. So kind of keep on that. Yeah, it's like seafoam is one of those that I have. Yeah, we have a history. Seafoam Rose and I have a history together. And I mean, they're tough. No excuses when it comes to their thorns. But really keep in mind, of whatever roses that you do choose, you want to make sure that you always choose a container grown rose over the bare roots. They just do a lot better. They're able to acclimate a lot easier when you transplant them into the ground. Containers are great. And then you want to look at the type of roses and their growing habit. We can talk about like the flower types as well. So think of any kind of Floribunda rose. It's going to have its name, like whatever the name it is, it's given, but it's also the type of the classification it is. So Floribundas are going to have a lot of different flowers on a single cluster. So all these clusters can be easily, you know, cut and mm-hmm. made into cut flower arrangements very quickly. Contrary to that is the grandiflora. So grandiflora, bigger flowers, but only a fewer flower blooms per stem. So keep that in mind. And then the maybe one of the most common ones are what people think of when they think about roses are the hybrid teas. Mm-hmm. So that's another one to be able to look at. And those are the single flowers on that single stem.
The Valentine's Day type roses.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Exactly. So it's just a matter of what it is that you're looking for, the kind of shape that you want to give. There's also some shrub roses that do really well that are going to grow a little bit taller, have a lot, you know, deeper green foliage, and then the blooms are not so obvious, if you will, but they're still great plants.
And as you were saying, I mean, our climate is really great to grow roses. I know a lot of people think that, especially if they're not from here, they come here and they think, oh my gosh, it's so hot and dry. I was so used to, you know, these types of plants from wherever they may have been from, and that they notice they can't grow them here. But roses are sort of the exception. You can grow some amazing roses here, yeah. As is evident from the rose garden.
Right, exactly. So that's a really great demonstration and educational area that I encourage everybody from not just El Paso, but the entire region to stop by and visit. And there's always something for everyone. And whether those characteristics, whether it's, you know, the hybrid tea or the grandiflora, for me, it's always goes down to color and fragrance. I mean, those are the two biggest things that are either going to make or break a rose going into my garden. So, I mean, we have something for everything, and the master gardeners are there to be able to answer any of those questions that you may have. And I really encourage you to go down. Now that our weather is becoming a lot milder, the roses are kind of bumping back from the summer heat. So it's a great way to be able to go out there and take a walk around that garden.
So that's a really nice thing about roses here in the region is they have those two periods of that amazing bloom. They have it in the spring and then they have one again in the fall. Is it a good time to be planting roses right now?
Well, you have two distinct windows, and one of those is going to be fall time. You're going to be able to get your roses. There's not a lot of roses that I've seen out there. We're looking a lot more to, you know, pushing for shrubs and trees at this point in the nursery industry. But if you do find your roses, pick the container-grown roses over the bare root. And if not, don't worry about that. You can also plant them into late winter. After the cold time has passed over, late winter around February is going to be a really great time to get your container roses in the ground and get ready for the spring bloom.
So we want to encourage people again to visit the Municipal Rose Garden, which is located at Memorial Park here in El Paso. And again, they've got that terrific brochure that has a number of Earthkind roses, and all those roses are on display at the Municipal Rose Garden. So if you are curious about what you see in the brochure and you want to see how it actually does in a real-life situation, you can check it out at the Municipal Rose Garden. And again, the Master Gardeners are there Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays between about 9 and noon. Right. So they're there to answer any questions that you may have. And I'm going to try to post a few of these pictures on the Good to Grow page because they really are beautiful.
They are.
Or on our Facebook page as well. So, again, we want to encourage you to visit the Municipal Rose Garden at Memorial Park. We want to thank you so much for listening today. And if you have any questions about roses or about any other gardening topic, the Master Gardeners are available at their hotline at 771-2354. That's 771-2354. We want to thank Evan Walsh for engineering today's program. And, again, we want to thank you for listening. I'm Norma Martinez.
And I'm Denise Rodriguez.
And remember, a gardener shadow is the best way to keep your garden good to grow.